Hi, I'm Evie. I'm 11 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Evie, and good morning, kids commuters. Here we are in a new week for Kids Commute. It is Greek and Roman Mythology Week. All week we'll hear music inspired by heroes, magic, and monsters in the ancient stories of the Greeks and the Romans. We even have a mythological quizlet for you that's coming up later in the show. In the meantime, if we're going to talk about the Greek gods, we should start with Zeus. Zeus was the Greek god of thunder and lightning and king of the Greek gods. Now, Zeus almost did not get to be king of the gods because his father Cronus tried to swallow him at birth, but his mom tricked Cronus and fed him a rock wrapped in a diaper instead. Anyway, Zeus survived, beat his dad in a huge fight, and became king of the Greek gods. And in a way, that fight inspired what we know today as the Olympic Games. Now, there's a story that in honor of Zeus's strength in winning, the Greek people would show off their own strength by getting together to play sports. And they were eventually called the Olympic Games because the Greeks believed the gods all lived on Mount Olympus. Now, today's music is an ode to Zeus, so it's very big and powerful and uses lots of cymbals and drums for lightning and thunder. It was written for the Olympics in 1992 by Greek composer Mikis Theodorakis. Now, the words to the song are in Greek, but the choir is singing about how Zeus inspires acts of greatness and beauty, like the Olympics. They also sing about giving the winners a crown of leaves, which is a way the Greeks and Romans honored their heroes. Nowadays, instead of crowning the winners with leaves, we give them a medal and put their picture on boxes of cereal.
Thank you.
That was the Ode to Zeus, written for the 1992 Olympic Games by Greek composer Mikis Theodorakis. Now, it's time for our Quizlet. We'll ask you a question every day this week, and if you get the answer right, we will send you a Kids Commute prize pack. So, the ancient Greeks and Romans worshipped the same gods, only they gave them different names. The Greeks called the king of the gods Zeus, but the Romans called him Jupiter. Same god, different name. So the question this week, what was the Roman name of the goddess that the Greeks called Aphrodite? If you know, text the answer with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482, and if you're right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. All right, that's it for today's episode of Kids Commute. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.